Photo-Operation Truth, Activists Defy North Korea's Christmas Ban by Sending Bibles and Food. By Amy Furr on December 24, 2023. Activists have been doing everything in their power to give North Koreans, ruled by dictator Kim Jong-un, a message of hope for Christmas. The holiday is banned in North Korea, but that did not stop a group from doing something special for those suffering across the country, Fox News reported Sunday. The outlet continued. Flash drives celebrating the holiday, and including Bible readings, were launched into the Yellow Sea in bottles so that the currents will carry them to the shores of the North Korean peninsula. "We should be doing everything we can to get information into North Korea by land, by sea and by air," says Suzanne Schulte, chair of the Washington, D.C.-based North Korean Freedom Coalition, which sponsored the messages. The operation is part of the group's Operation Truth, which Schulte says is modeled after the Berlin airlift, to get critical help to the starving people of North Korea. Nearly 20 bottle launches have taken place. Inside the bottles is enough rice to feed a small family for several days, a Bible on a flash drive, and a $1 bill. An image shows what appears to be one of the launches, and Schulte was quoted as saying, "Nobody can enslave a nation forever." Members of religious and human rights groups have for quite some time been sending food, medicines, cash, and small Bibles over the border from South Korea in packages tied to balloons, according to DW. Others have worked in far more dangerous conditions on the Chinese side of the frontier with North Korea, smuggling Bibles into the north and helping defectors who have made the perilous crossing in the other direction, the outlet said. According to the Fox report, Schulte's message inside the bottles gives details about the Christmas season and how it marks the day Jesus Christ was born. "Many of your ancestors also believed in Jesus. In fact, in 1907, in Pyongyang, there were so many Christians who believed in Jesus that Pyongyang became known as a holy city. But when Kim Il-sung came to power, he wanted North Koreans to worship him as a god, and not the one true God. So, he killed many Christian leaders, sent others to political prison camps, or banished them. He did all he could to kill the followers of Jesus Christ." According to Schulte, more and more North Koreans are being exposed to the rest of the world thanks to her group's hard work and determination to help them know they want them to be free. In April, the North Korean Kim cult celebrated its holiest day known as Day of the Sun, which focuses on honoring the country's founder, Kim Il-sung, Breitbart News reported.